Now, this is a good one, in a bizarre sense, I mean. A truth is stranger than fiction moment. Analyzing old advertising often provides a treasure trove of clues about society and previous generations. How did people look at the world back then? What was considered acceptable, or at least acceptable from a certain standpoint, usually a certain part of that society? How were different stereotypes depicted? Looked at from a 2022 lens, the results can range anywhere from amusing to dumbfounding and even shocking. And on occasion, you find yourself asking, how is it possible that no one found this even remotely outrageous? And then you think, maybe they did and they just didn't care. Anyway, just the other day, I was talking to some friends about something. I can't even recall exactly what it was, but somehow the subject of old Spanish ads came up, and we got to talking about a drink called Quina Santa Catalina, and I had never heard of it, so I asked what it was, and they told me it was a kind of sweet wine that parents, or grandparents even, would sometimes give kids. And I asked them, they said, they gave you wine? Seriously? What on earth for? It was supposed to whet our appetite, they told us. I said, whet your appetite for what? For alcohol? And they said, no, it was supposed to make us eat better. Now, I know that in Spain, eating or children and eating is a serious topic, a serious subject. Parents are always worried about their kids eating well. Not that they aren't in other countries, but it just seems like here it's priority. And on top of that, let's be honest here, years ago, employing booze to alleviate certain issues regarding children was not such a eyebrow-raising act. I'm not saying it was right, but it certainly was done by some people, quite possibly by more than what most people are willing to admit. I'm not sure if parents divulged this practice in public, but it was probably more like a widely known secret. I mean, I had heard of, you know, rubbing scotch on the gums of infants to soothe the discomfort of their teeth coming in, or dipping the pacifier in a liqueur to help induce sleep, which probably worked. Sort of like the way codeine packed cough syrup back then used to make having a cough almost a pleasant experience. So maybe this was one of those things. This sounded a little like that. Plus, this is Europe, where people generally approach the subject of alcohol differently and adopt greater tolerance as a way of avoiding, at least that's what they claim, major binging down the road in life. Normalizing alcohol as a way of making people consume more responsibly. This is a highly debatable strategy, but a subject for a different day. Now, sticking to the Quina Santa Catalina, trust me, my astonishment wasn't over yet. The real shocker was about to come. So I said feeding them wine was commonplace, and they said, oh yeah, they even had commercials and everything. And they weren't kidding, it turned out. There were products, alcoholic beverages, that were targeted at children. And sort of the medicinal argument was that many children struggle at mealtimes or will refuse to eat at all. So the thinking was, I guess, give them a buzz and they'll want to start eating. So basically it was sort of like a corporate-backed endorsement of the munchies. Now, just what were these products? I said the quina is, or vino quinado, is sort of translated in English as quinated wine. And it's a kind of sweet wine beverage. My understanding is that the wine actually comes sort of from the dregs of the barrel. So the producers would sort of spice it up by adding some more sugar and quinine. Now, the inclusion of quinine was supposed to give it a kind of remedial nature to it, the way the ingredient had been used in countless other products going all the way back to the 19th century. Traditionally, it is known to combat diseases like malaria, and it is still included in tonic water, though in a measurably tiny quantity, not enough to really do anything to prevent you from catching the disease. In this case, though, the wine was the true active ingredient, and the sugar was added to make it a little more palatable to youngsters. And then you toss in a holy brand name like Santa Catalina or San Clemente, and you even had the backing of the heavens above. Now, still, up to that point, no real harm is done. After all, it was just a bit of spiked syrup, so to speak, but it was a liqueur. And it wouldn't be the company's fault if irresponsible parents treated their kids to a snort or two before sitting down at the dinner table. And it would have stayed that way were it not for the fact that the producers back then actively encouraged it. And trust me, there was nothing subliminal about the sales pitch. Ads included sort of creepy phrases like "Quina Santa Catalina es medicina y es golosina," which basically said it's medicine and it's candy. The fact that it was neither seemed irrelevant. The ad could be found in newspapers and magazines. But it was Santa Catalina's competitor, Quina San Clemente, which took things to another level. Their publicity campaigns can be seen as so blatantly questionable from a moral standpoint that it bordered on the criminal, if you ask me. Or did it? Or maybe not. Who knows? Were social norms regarding alcohol so lax back then that no one gave a second thought to these ads? Once you start watching these commercials, it makes it hard to believe. The most notorious one that I saw or came upon starts with a husband arriving at home at the end of the day. His wife greets him at the door, shows him to his armchair. He flaps open the newspaper, and she serves him a glass of San Clemente, naturally, as the ad would say. Now, so far, we are presented with the standard machismo of the day, commonplace in advertising all over the world, and nothing surprising. So at that point, everything seemed fairly normal. Then the ad cuts to three kids playing in the living room when mom comes in with a tray of bocadillos, which are sandwiches. They're more like wedges, classic after-school fare, which they will wash down with, you guessed it, a glass of San Clemente wine, served in a sort of traditional sherry glass. And once again, the voice in off claims, naturally. I kid you not. The spot then follows up with a business meeting where the same drink naturally plays a role. And I immediately realized as I was watching this that the company tried to sort of pull off the old sandwich messaging where the middle one is supposed to be sort of muddled by the first and the last. And I guess it was supposed to take the edge off the fact that they were overtly recommending an adult nourish their underage children with a 15% by volume glass of wine. But I have to admit that despite the efforts of the commercial to distract, it's hard to focus on anything else once you've seen it with your own eyes. San Clemente managed to outdo itself, mind you. In response to sagging sales, they came up with another popular way of drawing in the younger crowd. Kinino. Kinino, yes, that's spelled with a K, was a cartoon character who was depicted as sort of the coolest around, and at the same time, a bit of a disaster area, which is logical because he was kicking back glasses of wine on a daily basis, according to the campaign. His hair was disheveled, and it sort of shot up in sort of all different directions. And I guess the aim was to present the young TV viewership with an adorable kid who just happened to be sort of a preteen habit drinker. Now, isn't that adorable? Kenino would have his quina every day, just the way every child normally might have a glass of milk. And he encouraged families to do the same. And there were comic books, jingles, and the whole charade made it look so fun. And for a few years there, he was immensely popular. Now, before we all start finger pointing and sounding all morally high and shocked, the way I am now, it is fair to bring up a few points. One is that the use of alcohol and other narcotics for medicinal purposes is far from a novel idea and is far from limited to Spain. Over a century ago, when many of these products first came out, these were typical active ingredients. Don't forget, Coca-Cola originally was a drugstore product and contained extracts from the coca leaf and then mixed with the cola beans. So you did this huge dosage of stimulants. It was modeled, by the way, after a French drink known as vin Mariani, Mariani wine, which was a concoction blending wine with cocaine. It boasted it could restore health, increase vitality, and boost your energy. And with a combination like that, no doubt it lived up to its claims. In Spain, beer labels like Cruz Campo labeled their product as something beneficial for everyone because it helped with the digestion. That's what they claimed. They outright promoted for children, made it pretty clear with some not so subtle insinuations. Cruz Campo ads in the newspaper included one with maybe a teenage boy, I'd say, that was his age, in a chair, surrounded by his siblings. He's got a liter bottle of beer, and he's clearly sharing it with his brothers and sisters. Other companies like San Miguel and Aguila also promoted liter-sized bottles, which they called family-sized bottles, but not just because of their size, but they were supposed to be for the whole family. And then you have another beer, Damm. There are a couple of them where the whole family is sitting down at the table. Everyone has their glass of beer, regardless of their age. It's mind-blowing, I tell you. And the use of mascots to entice a younger population has been a part of product promotion for a long time. Joe Camel, Camel, was highly criticized when it was launched back in the 80s for that very reason. Now, speaking of cigarettes, believe it or not, the candy versions are still apparently allowed for sale in the United States, even though they are banned in many other countries like Spain. And that was another eye-opener I learned recently. Those boxes are modified to look pathetically as similar to real brands as they can without actually being one. The name, the design, the size, everything. There's no mistaking here. And yet, as long as it says candy, no harm's done, which is pretty shocking. So this kind of behavior transcends frontiers. Probably the only thing that surpasses my shock at their existence is the fact that it was even allowed to be printed or aired at all. But thank God they were pulled many decades ago. Anyway, quinated wines, quinas, are still produced and sold today. They aren't commonplace. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen a bottle. But apparently you can find them, so I will be searching one out, and I'll try one, and we'll let you know how it goes. I'll see if I'm hungrier after a glass or two. And that'll be all for today. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast by Brian Spain Domain. Please feel free to leave us with any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, click on our PayPal donate button. Or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us on a regular basis, you can check us out on Patreon. at our link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.